While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Good morning, InfoWars. Welcome. It is another beautiful, beautiful morning. Very excited that you guys all decided to join us. A lot going on in the world today, and we're, you know, just playing catch up. There are so many stories that you need to pay attention to. So let me brief you on the latest. Bill Clinton was recently spotted with his alleged wife, Hillary Clinton, carrying a portable defibrillator. Now, folks, take a look at this image. This comes from the New York Post. It's an image by Instar, and it shows Clinton getting off a private plane after leaving the Hamptons with a defibrillator. Now, that's probably just his Hillary Clinton survival package, of course, but a lot of people have been questioning his health over the last few years. He's been battling serious health problems for at least two decades, including a quadruple bypass and multiple hospitalizations. Now, according to several rumors, Clinton's also suffering from Parkinson's, but that has not been confirmed as of yet. So it's interesting to see the former president walking around with a defibrillator and his group not really confirming or denying what's going on with his health. Now, let's turn to something else, because this in itself, I have to say, is quite interesting. Attorney General Pam Bondi has recently just fired another DOJ official, paralegal Elizabeth Baxter. Now, Baxter is accused of giving the middle finger to the National Guard member on her way into work. Take a look at this photo. This is the photo that they're alleging showing Baxter giving the gesture to a National Guardsman. Now, she apparently bragged about it to the DOJ security guard when she was entering the building. And they're also alleging that she said, F the National Guard. Now, again, this is the second DOJ employee who's not very happy with President Trump's efforts to bring the National Guard into Washington, D.C. to make it safer. Bondi confirmed this report on X earlier today, saying, I took the action to terminate a DOJ employee for inappropriate conduct towards a National Guard service member in D.C. If you oppose our mission and disrespect law enforcement, you will no longer work at the DOJ. Sounds about right. That's probably how it should be, considering the fact that these people are supposed to be enforcing the law. Let's turn to a wild story in North Carolina, because the former chair of a North Carolina County Elections Board, James Yokley Jr., faces charges of child abuse, possession of controlled substance, and contaminating food after he's being accused of mixing cocaine and MDMA into his granddaughter's Dairy Queen Blizzard. Yeah, I had to read that several times because it just didn't make any sense. But the incident occurred earlier this month, according to law enforcement, where the two teenage girls discovered the pills at the bottom of their ice cream. Take a listen to how police caught this alleged suspect.
During that investigation, surveillance video was discovered and handed over to the Wilmington Police Department that clearly shows Mr. Yokley placing the pills in the ice cream. Based on that, other things discovered in the investigation, that detective pursued charges against Mr. Yokley.
Very, very strange. Very, very strange indeed. All right, guys, we have a jam-packed program coming your way. Let me give you a little bit of a teaser of what you have coming in very, very soon. As many of you guys know, I've been reporting on an incident that took place outside of my apartment complex that ended up inside my apartment complex. Well, we've caught the suspicious person, and I'll bring you the latest details according to police. Plus, we're also going to be speaking with Enrique Tarrio, and it's an interesting case that everyone should be deeply concerned about. The DOJ is saying that they could violate your constitutional rights, and you can't sue them. They're claiming that they have sovereign immunity. It's a big case that Tarrio is now going to have to take up in the civil courts. So we'll be joined by him in just a few moments to detail just that. Plus, ICE agents are being attacked all across the country. In Dallas, there was recently a bomb threat. Also, there's another incident where they're claiming maybe a transgender individual tried running over ICE agents as they were trying to make arrests. Dan Lyman is going to be joining us today. And there might be some foreign ties connected to one of the individuals accused of trying to assassinate President Donald Trump. Ken Silva joining the show in just a few moments. So a lot to go through. That's just a couple of the headlines. So don't go anywhere. We've got a lot coming your way in just a few moments.
The The ancient blue wizard is who I be. The magic of Methilene flows through me. His wars of info have gone through the ages to keep your minds locked in cages. Break free from the lies and save your soul, or the demonic agenda shall reach its goal.
Upon this field, with steel in hand, I guard the truth across the land. No tyrant's crown, no foreign laws shall pierce the shield of InfoWars. This dagger's point, both sharp and true, defends the rights for me and you. So grab your phone without delay, and go to the website if you may. Order your dagger to stand in the fight, before the globalists turn out the lights.
Good morning, InfoWars. Your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello.
Risen gates won't open up for me. On these hands and knees, I'm crawling. I reach.
Good morning, everyone. We got a lot to go through today. I wanted to make sure that you guys heard this story because I think it's very, very important. The Trump administration is making sure that those individuals who are looking to become legal immigrants of this great country go through a significant vetting process. Now, I had no idea that our federal government stopped asking neighbors of these individuals questions. It was something that they used to do about 30 years ago. And for some reason, our federal government stopped. They stopped interviewing the neighbors of these immigrants who wanted to become U.S. citizens. Now, obviously, folks, if you live in a neighborhood, you know a lot about your neighbors. So if you wanted to make sure that you're bringing in great people, you'd probably ask the people that know them quite well, who really are going to be welcoming of vetting and to kind of just discuss what they know about these individuals. So it's refreshing, I'd say, that the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is now bringing that back. So that's one aspect of all of this that I say is great. Now, there's another aspect, and I know a lot of people are on the edge about this, that U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is now going to be looking to see whether you're posting anti-Americanism posts online before becoming a U.S. citizen. Now, what does that mean? I really didn't know. And so that's why earlier this week on my show, the Brianna Morello Show, we had the director, Joseph Edlow, on. He's the director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And I asked him, because I think that might actually be a First Amendment issue. Well, this is what he told me. What do you guys mean by anti-Americanism? Because a lot of people might take that as maybe possibly, and I know like you've got a legal background here, that this might kind of impede a little bit on the First Amendment.
I've heard that argument and I reject it. This is not what we are trying to do at all. Anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism and other people who are coming in here and ultimately supporting terrorist ideology, anarchist ideology, totalitarianism ideology have no business being in this country. And we will root out those elements. My focus has been and will continue to be primarily the screening and vetting of everyone who is looking for an immigration benefit. And we should use every tool that's available to us. Social media screening that shows us what these people are actually saying is a critical, critical element of that. And by the way, I am not saying that anyone's going to be denied a benefit simply because of something we read on Facebook, but it is certainly It's one data point that we can use. It's one factor that we can then explore to see if there is actually a history here and evidence that somebody is espousing anti-American principles for someone who's trying to become a citizen to show that there's a lack of attachment to the U.S. Constitution and ultimately that they are not someone who in the foreign policy interests of the United States should remain in the United States. I'm so thankful to have Secretary Noem and Secretary Rubio taking these positions, and really allowing me the flexibility to run with them and to move forward. But ultimately we will do everything we can to make sure, as I said, and I can't say it enough, that the right people are getting the benefits. And I will not have anti-American sentiment being allowed to rule the day.
And what would happen if you found one of those posts online or you found that this person was kind of spewing that type of rhetoric online to a certain degree? What's the standard after that?
Well, it depends on what they're looking for, what their benefit that they're trying to get is. But ultimately, that's going to lead to an investigation. Our Fraud Detection National Security Directorate would take that investigation to really dive deep into this person, everything that we can find, and make a determination as to whether this is sufficient indicia that this person has espoused those philosophies beyond a single tweet or a single statement on Facebook. And even if, by the way, if it is just a single one, it's unclear. It would really be case by case as to whether or not that would make someone ineligible for a benefit. They might be ineligible. They might be eligible. It really depends on the other factors. But ultimately, we're going to do everything we can in that investigation. And at the end of the day, if we feel that we need to deny, we will deny. If we feel this requires investigation by Homeland Security Investigations or the FBI, we will refer and we will take this to its logical conclusion, whatever that may be. In a case like that, hopefully it's deportation.
All right. If you want to see the full interview, it is available right now on band.video. Take a look at that because I think it's very, very interesting. Now, I wanted to bring up something else because I told you guys all about it. I have been fighting a very long battle with my local police department. A man followed me into my apartment complex, and he's a suspicious person. I was deeply concerned because I didn't understand why somebody was following me when I told him to leave my apartment complex twice because he followed me into the stairwell. He refused to leave. You'll see this video right now that we have playing. You'll see a man that's following me. He's actually chasing behind me, but he's not yelling anything at me, trying to get my attention to stop walking. He waits until I enter my apartment building, and that's when he enters with me. He quickly grabs the door. I didn't notice he was there until it was too late. And then when I told him several times to leave me alone and to get out, he refused to do so. Here he is asking me, can I pet your dog? I want to pet your dog. And I tell him, no, get out of here. You don't live here. That's when he goes, why? I just want to pet your dog. And instead of leaving again, because I told him twice to get out, he follows me up the stairs. Now, obviously, this is someone who I think is a person that the local law enforcement agencies should be looking into. He's looking around. He's looking for cameras. And then he leaves. Now, I was ready to defend myself, of course. I'll leave you at that. But I won't tell you the details on that front. But we'll just say this. That person, thanks to the great folks on X, has been identified. So all of you on X who helped share this story, I'm very grateful because we have now identified this individual. I will not say his name, but I can promise you that the only reason why police got involved, the only reason why police in Plano, Texas actually acted was because of all of you on Twitter. We got over 2 million views on both the picture and the video. And unfortunately, Chief Drain and the members of his department didn't want to do anything about it at first. I even went down to the police department to try to get them to do something. I even had to threaten to sue to get that surveillance footage that you see. They don't want to give me anything. They brushed this off, according to the police report, as just an incident of flirting, when obviously that is somebody who is suspicious. Well, police caught up with him at his place of employment after we ID'd him, and they interviewed him. According to a sergeant that I spoke to, they asked him, why didn't you leave when she told you to leave? Well, the first question I should say is he was asked, why did you follow her? And what he responded by saying, I thought she was attractive and I wanted to talk to her. Now, I've done my research on this person. He's engaged, so that's probably not appropriate. And then the second part is, why didn't you leave when she told you to leave? And then he responded, well, I wanted to keep talking to her. So a man who doesn't understand the words no and to get out of a private property that he shouldn't be in the first place decided to then continue to follow me up the stairs in my apartment complex. Probably concerning. Now, he made an allegation that I have not been able to or will not confirm with law enforcement at all. But it's quite interesting. The reason why I want to keep highlighting this is for a very specific reason. Number one, if you have women in your lives, you have to, number one, teach them safety, training, obviously. But number two, don't fear defending yourself. Because so many people want you to fear that, and you can't fear it. My gut instinct instantly told me that there was something very wrong with this man. And again, he's engaged. He shouldn't be following me into my apartment complex. He doesn't live there. He works 3 blocks away. He, in fact, followed me for a block and a half behind me without saying anything because I didn't have music playing in my headphones. I would have heard him. So I wanted to keep bringing this up because, again, law enforcement wasn't going to do anything. For over a month and a half, I had to fight with them, even going down to their headquarters here in Plano, Texas, pleading with them to do something. Nobody wanted to do anything until we got over 2 million views on social media. Now, they're not going to be filing criminal charges against him because they say that there is nothing criminal really about this, even though most would probably consider this to be either stalking, harassment, or trespassing. But I think he's going to learn a very valuable lesson, and that is don't follow women into stairwells, don't follow them into their apartment complex. And if you're engaged, you probably shouldn't go after women that you think are attractive and trying to talk to them. So we'll continue to dig into this one because I need to make sure that he does not keep coming after me. He works very close, in close proximity. He knows where I live. And we're going to hold the Plano Police Department accountable because you cannot sit here and allow this to happen and not do your digging. Folks, if something like this happens to you, you have to do a public records request. You have to keep digging because police didn't even enter that video as as evidence. It's so enraging to me. It's hard to discuss. I become infuriated by it. But this is the reality. I don't care if you're female or male. If something happens to you, you have to fight for yourself because police will not do their job. Now, police have since apologized and said that they dropped the ball on this one. They dropped it several times. And we'll continue to keep you updated on it. Got a lot coming up in just a few moments, so don't go anywhere. Ken Silva joining us next.
I'm jacked up on the Meth Lane Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Meth Lane Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take about 5-year supplements. So it's been helping me out for the last 3 years, last 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Meth Lane Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble bashing, like getting sick of Alex plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it. And I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. And what it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on in my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about Methylene Blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered 2 bottles of it because you had to buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take 2 of those a day.
And you're saying with the Methylene Blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our Methylene Blue, and it's kept you regress, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
I'm
right
walking.
Now? Okay.
No, I'm, you know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to, don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks, but I'm able to speak properly.
Yeah.
Where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the Methylene Blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down, and I was trying to find like a concoction, and all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take 2 of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take 1 pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that's great to hear.
You know, talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the Methylene Blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a week to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take 2 pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you
for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
wars. Remember when it was a conspiracy theory when you decided to mention the fact that there might be some Ukrainian ties to the second assassination attempt on President Trump's life? I'm talking about Ryan Roth. So many people decided to dismiss any type of connection to Ukraine. Well, surprise, surprise, there's just been a new court document recently just exposed. And it says that there actually is potentially a foreign government connection to all of this. Joining us to detail his latest report is Ken Silva. He's the Headline USA editor, and he is with us now. Ken, you are probably the only reporter doing the digging into all of this, so we're always thankful to have you on the program. But there seems to be, and it was once flagged as a conspiracy, but there seems to actually be a Ukrainian tie to all of this. So break down your latest report.
Yeah, there sure does. And this comes just about 10 days before Ryan Roof's trial is set to begin on September 8th. I don't think people realize how soon this is. And the Justice Department had a May 29th discovery deadline to provide Roof with all the evidence for his trial that's going to be used against him. But apparently they recently received a trove of new documents. And so last week they notified Judge Cannon that, hey, we've got these unspecified, quote, law enforcement reports that we're going to provide Ruth for discovery. And Judge Cannon, to her credit, she goes like, well, wait a minute. What is this new evidence that you just found? What are you providing? She gave the DOJ until yesterday, Friday, to provide more details. And so the DOJ filed its disclosure, and it turns out that this law enforcement report comes from a foreign government. And the foreign government isn't named. He was surrounded by people of multiple nationalities. It comes from apparently a tip that an informant gave. So it could be any government, any pro-Western government. But I think it's probably safe to say, assume it was Ukraine, because also if you read his self-published book, he was arrested over there during a protest. So Ukraine would have every reason to have a report on this guy. In any event, this is now, I was counting it before I came on your show. This is the seventh law enforcement agency to have received a tip on Roof. We got 2002, I've talked to you about this before, when he was arrested for explosives, the ATF was involved in that investigation. 2019, the FBI gets a tip that he's a felon in possession of a firearm. And then he goes to Ukraine in 2022, and a lot of the other volunteers there were very alarmed at his rhetoric and what he was doing. There was a nurse, a travel nurse named Sarah Walsh, I think her name, or Chelsea Walsh, reported him again to the FBI and then to the State Department, Interpol, and I think one other agency about him recruiting potential like Syrian jihadists to fight in the proxy war. A former CIA agent who you've had on your show, Sarah Adams, warned other volunteer groups, stay away from Ryan Roof. He's dangerous. He's a scammer. When Ryan Roof returns from Ukraine, he's interviewed by Customs and Border Protection. They interview him and he admits to all this, but they let him get in back into the country scot-free anyways. They refer to the case to the DHS, to HSI, Homeland Security's investigations, who took no further action. And that was all in 2023. So again, it raises a lot of questions about how this guy was able to operate with impunity right under, you know, seven agencies' nose and almost kill the president. It's really outrageous.
Yeah, it is, because again, these are all flags that would be, you'd hope, be on the government's radar. And unfortunately, that was not the case. And the Ukrainian thing, I mean, I just kind of assumed it was Ukraine. So it's good to hear you detail all of that for us. But his criminal trial is expected to start on September 8th. Now, to remind our audience, and I kind of want you to detail the latest on this, I think the last couple of times we had you on the show, he fired his attorneys. So is he representing himself currently?
That's right. Yeah, he has a standby counsel that, like, I guess helps him file certain things and maybe gives him advice about specific, you know, technical issues. But presumably, yeah, he'll be giving the opening statement at his trial in about 2 weeks after the jury selection. That's down in Palm Beach. I wish I could cover it because I'm sure it's going to be entertaining and really a really bizarre case. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do so. So we're going to have to just read the local news reports, I guess. It is kind of alarming that they're letting this guy go to trial so fast. I mean, less than a year after his attempt, this is a major case with terabytes full of evidence, and they're kind of speed running him to trial, which tells me that they want to get a quick guilty plea, throw him in a communications management unit and never hear from the guy again. I think they are trying to cover up something here. Some of the evidence is classified. We got FISA intercepts. Judge Cannon even said in one of her orders, I think last month, that disclosing this classified evidence could potentially, quote, harm national security. And that's just wild. Like, how could that possibly be? Like, we need more information. Again, and this all just goes back to not only the DOJ cover-up, but Congress totally dropping the ball in this investigation and not even trying to subpoena any records.
Yeah, yeah, it's not surprising. Every time I see the ball get tossed to Congress, I always know that's probably a dead end in that front. But I want to ask about this because also on your website, headlineusa.com, you guys have this story as well saying that there's going to be an American Airlines pilot testifying as an expert witness in the upcoming trial. Now, that seems a little strange, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, and this stems from his firearm. So he allegedly was using this like really old, crappy Chinese-made SKS rifle for his attempt. And so he leaves that there. Like the scope is like taped on. It's just like ridiculous. But he flees the scene. The FBI takes it and disassembles the rifle. And so Roof's attorneys, this is, you know, it's to their credit, they did say like, wait a minute, you're like tampering with the evidence. We don't even know if the gun works. So they hire a expert witness, Michael McClay. He's now, it's kind of funny, he's now an American Airlines pilot, but he does have a legit military background. He was a sniper instructor in the Marines. And so he test fires it. It fires once, and then the second shot, the rifle does misfire. So that's one of the defenses they're going to try to use. It's not going to be successful because, you know, just because the rifle misfires doesn't mean that you get to hide in the bushes and try to assassinate a president. Like the intent was there. He's kind of shot himself in the foot by participating in prison calls where he's talking to his daughter and saying like, explaining to his daughter that he tried to kill Trump for democracy. So it's really an open and shut case. But the fact that the FBI tampered with the rifle just shows you, is another example of them tainting evidence. And, you know, the agents that did that should be held accountable because it's just, you know, another misstep by the FBI.
Yeah, no surprise there. Ken, thank you for all your hard work. You're literally the only journalist covering this. So folks, if you're at home right now, give him a follow on X. JD_cashless. Gosh, I can't even speak today. JD_cashless. Give him a follow. You're my favorite Twitter account to follow. I learn so much from you every time. Ken, thank you so much for all your hard work. We greatly appreciate it, as always.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
Folks, Dan Lyman joining us next. A lot going on the front of immigration and deporting all of these violent criminals. He's got the latest.
Oh, here it is. Bovine Colostrum Plus. This is what I was looking for. This is the only thing that works on a monstrous stomach like mine. If it works for me, it will work for you. Order yours at the website below.
Alex on a top-secret shoreline mission to handpick nature's vitamin-packed sea moss before the globalists patent it. He's scooping it up like it's Cyber Monday in the supplement aisle. But suddenly, the 20-foot-tall sea moss mutant erupts from the tide pool like Godzilla. Alex dashes like he just saw a new Fauci vaccine. Will he make it or become the monster's meal? To be continued.
We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh God, he really did need help. Oh yeah. We have been battling and battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. We're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month. See it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store. Sales on top of everything. Special deals. Special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. I mean, it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theauctionstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you.
Other networks lie to you about what's happening now. Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Oh, these left-wing nut jobs just won't leave ICE agents alone. They continue to assault them because, well, they think they're morally right. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but it's happening all across the country. ICE agents are under attack because they're getting rid of the worst of the worst. But these mentally ill left-wing hacks can't. I mean, they just can't deal with it. We're seeing this story time and time again. In Dallas, there was recently an arrest of a man threatening to bomb the ICE facility there. There's also this individual you see on your screen who's allegedly a transgender suspect. Now, he, she, whatever it is, was apparently witnessing the arrest of two individuals who were believed to be illegal aliens who had overstayed their visas after getting to a car accident, getting into possibly an arrest with ICE. That's when this individual is alleged to have intercepted. Now, the person who's been reading into all of this, been looking into all of this, is one of the great reporters over at InfoWars, Mr. Dan Lyman. And he's here to break down the latest on these left-wing nut jobs. Hey, Dan, thanks for joining us. I want to talk about these stories because the violence against ICE agents seems to be increasing. We just saw the bomb threat in Dallas, and now we're seeing that these ICE agents were potentially going to be ran over by another left-wing nut job. So what's the latest?
Yeah, it's just every day we're seeing something new about either U.S. citizens or illegal aliens attacking ICE agents, it seems like. Sometimes we catch a couple in a day, like we did yesterday. Let's go to the Dallas story. That was, that unfolded earlier this week. A man, a U.S. citizen, turned up at, ICE's ERO, Dallas field office, where they also hold illegals there, and turned up to the reporting office where you would identify yourself if you were trying to come into the building, and told a security officer there that he had a bomb in his backpack and that he also had a detonator on his wrist. And so the security officer called local police, called 911. The facility was locked down. and a bomb squad came. And eventually this individual was arrested and is facing local charges that seem kind of, they seem kind of tame, but the federal authorities, DOJ, is looking into bringing federal charges against him as well. And so that happened earlier this week. And then literally a couple hours after we published this story, information starts coming out about this incident in Maine. And so I looked into that one this morning. And it turns out that Border Patrol was taking into custody a couple of men who have been identified as illegal aliens. One is a visa overstay and the other one is just in the country illegally. And while they were taking these guys into custody, I guess they had been in a cargo truck, a commercial vehicle that had rolled over and smashed into the woods. The vehicle's totally destroyed. There are reports indicating that there were other passengers who were airlifted out who were seriously injured. So we're looking into what their immigration status might have been. And so while they were being taken into custody by local law enforcement with the assistance of Border Patrol, who was bringing them to a Border Patrol vehicle, this individual, who has been identified as Olivia Wilkins by DHS, began to verbally harass the agents and then used their vehicle to drive at the agents and nearly hit them, swerved at the last second, according to DHS, and then fled the scene. Local law enforcement, the local sheriff's deputies, pursued this individual. They ended up crashing as well, and so they took this person out of their damaged vehicle, arrested them. They're facing a slew of different charges. And in the hours and days since this unfolded on Monday, people have been looking into this suspect and have found, reportedly found, their LinkedIn, whereby they go by the name Olivia, quote, Stevie Wilkins, according to these screenshots. And I identify with they, he pronouns. If this is the same person, we're working to confirm that, then, of course, it can be assumed that this person has very strange sexual identity, could be a transgender or some other term that we're not familiar with. But what's interesting is, of course, this comes on the wake of a very high-profile mass casualty event in Minnesota this week that was perpetuated by a transgender suspect. And last week, we covered an attack on ICE agents and federal authorities in San Francisco who were in the process of conducting targeted immigration enforcement operations. And one of the individuals who was arrested at the scene there was brandishing a knife, according to DHS, and threatened to kill ICE officers and to go after their families. When we looked into this story a bit more, sometimes it's a little hard to confirm this stuff, but there are people that kind of tie the threads together. This person who was arrested was identified as Adrian Guerrero. However, other folks who looked into this Adrian Guerrero indicate that they're a well-known transgender agitator who also goes by the name Angelica. And there were local activists who rallied for Guerrero at their court hearing who were identifying them as Angelica as well. So there's a possibility that this ICE attacker who has been charged is also a transgender. So we're seeing what looks to me like the rise of trans terrorism in this country.
Yeah, Dan, and I keep asking whether, you know, the FBI or any federal agency is, you know, taking and collecting these trans violent crime stats. I mean, the reality of it is I'm constantly seeing that there's an uprise in transgender violence, and we don't know the suspects, like, what the statistics are on this. They refuse to do that. But speaking about this, you know, we talk about this all the time. ICE is out there getting the worst of the worst. And this is another individual who ICE has just recently gone after. And, you know, they're constantly getting beaten up for going after these individuals. But this was an illegal alien living in our country, a sex offender, and he was caught living in a California daycare center run by his wife, who's a DACA recipient. And this is the type of people that ICE is looking to arrest and get out of our country. Obviously, he's a high risk to children. What's the latest on that story?
Yeah, indeed. And so this individual is also a known gang member. He's been removed from the U.S. three times. So he's illegally entered the U.S. at least four times. Was removed from the U.S. in 96, 2002, 2012, slipped back into the country at some point, and was recently located in the San Diego area. And it turned out that he was actually living at an in-home daycare run by his wife, who's a DACA recipient, indicating that she also likely entered the country illegally. And so this guy has just an insane rap sheet, including sex crimes against a victim under the age of 14 and sexual battery. And so this man, who I wouldn't want to run into in a dark alley, I can't imagine being a 2 or 3 or 4 year old having to be around this guy. He was just taken into custody. I don't know if his wife is being investigated, but, people have raised the point that the wife was essentially, enabling children to be around this very dangerous man who is reportedly her husband. That is extremely disturbing. And you wonder if the parents and the children were notified about this and who were their clientele. When you have two, de facto illegal aliens running a daycare, then you can imagine that maybe the people that were paying them to look after the kids could come from a similar background. So I think this whole thing needs a wider investigation. It's not indicated whether or not DHS will be probing this further. But that's what we got on that story. And then going back to your point about just this rise of trans agitation, terrorism, whatever you want to call it, actually, the Portland ICE office has been under siege for months now. Every night, there Antifa is out in the streets there, terrorizing ICE agents, threatening them, making the entire neighborhood unlivable because they're always making so much noise. And Katie Davis Court, who does excellent reporting on specifically on the situation at this facility and the broader situation in Seattle area, has indicated, I'm sorry, in Portland, in the Portland area, she also covers Seattle, has indicated that she's looked through the arrest records of anyone who's been arrested for these activities outside the Portland facility, and she came up with more than 90% of them are turn out to be trans. So there's something crazy going on, this intersection of kind of radical agitation, if not violence, in this country, and the transgender identity, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and they constantly are assaulting Katie. I've seen tons of videos of them going after her because they don't like her reporting because her reporting is quality, it's honest, and they're not fans of that at all. These people are completely unhinged, and I think, I mean, I'm glad to hear that we're going to start getting some studies on the hormones that they're all taking and to see how that affects them, but this is long overdue, and the Biden regime knowingly kept pushing for all of this. Even though we have emails now, thanks to America First Legal, that they knew that this was causing depression, anxiety, and other issues amongst trans people. All right, Dan Lyman, thank you for all that you do. You do a great job over at Infowars.com. Folks, check out his latest, because there's so much breaking story-wise on Infowars.com. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back with Enrique Tarrio.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents, but this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The most important story of the day right now. So stop what you're doing and listen in, because this affects all of us. All of us should be deeply concerned with what just happened recently in court. The DOJ is asking a civil court to dismiss a lawsuit that was brought on by a group of January 6th defendants, a $100 million lawsuit that's up against the DOJ for doing what we've all known that they were doing during the Biden regime years. It's deeply concerning because when you read the details, I just can't believe that under the Trump administration, these are the claims that the DOJ is making. Now, obviously, the DOJ under Biden was manipulating evidence, was targeting individuals based on their political beliefs. And they're claiming that they shouldn't be held liable for any of that. No, seriously, that's what's going on right now. So take a look at this court document, because this is what was just recently filed by Pam Bondi's DOJ. They're claiming that the malice prosecution claim lacks merit, that several Proud Boy members have just brought on in that lawsuit. The United States is not liable, they're claiming, for punitive damages. Now, they also go on to say that the United States federal government has sovereign immunity on all constitutional claims. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that the federal government could do whatever they want. They could violate your rights, and they could drain your life savings, and you can't go after them, even if they're in the wrong. Folks, this is absolutely egregious coming from this current DOJ because, again, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, fired those J6 prosecutors because she believed what they did was not only unethical, but illegal. And so she tossed them. She literally sent them all letters saying what they did is the reason why they're being terminated from the DOJ. The weaponization of our federal government is probably one of the greatest issues that we need to tackle, because it will happen again. And for some reason, the DOJ, knowing all of this, is saying the federal government has sovereign immunity. We could do whatever we want to you. We could violate your rights, and there's nothing you could do about it. You can't sue. You can't do anything. We could bring all of our forces down on you, go after you with lawfare, and after we blow through all of your money, you can't come and collect damages. Now, I was pretty infuriated when I read this, so I reached out to the DOJ to get their side of all of it. Unfortunately, the DOJ told me no comment. Now, I've also reached out to the White House to see if the president's aware of all of this, and I was also referred to the DOJ. So we're just spinning around in circles here, no one looking to actually discuss this, but it is deeply concerning. Now, that lawsuit that I cited was filed by Enrique Tarrio and his fellow Proud Boy members, and he joins us now to discuss. Enrique, it's good to see you on the program today, my friend. Good morning. I obviously am infuriated for you. I know this is going to be an uphill battle, but it's not just your battle. This is a battle that every single American should be enraged by, because this means if this stands, and this is just a request right now for dismissal, but if this stands, if the DOJ could do whatever they want, they could violate your constitutional rights, and there's nothing that we the people can do about it. Your reaction.
Oh, first and foremost, thank you for having me on, Brianna. Let's start with this is, I know there's a lot of pressing issues in the country, but I believe this is one of the most pressing because we preach liberty, right? That's a word that we always say, liberty and freedom. But for 4 years, the Biden regime robbed us of our liberty, basically for our speech. You know, obviously, I think everybody knows the story. I wasn't there. I always sound like a broken record when I say that, but that's the truth. So when we do the most egregious part of this is the part where you say, where they said that they have sovereign immunity over all constitutional issues that are brought up. And that's, for one, it's simply not true. We've seen the government pay out last year $2.5 billion, right, for violating constitutional rights. And also another point that you make that's very important is it's not just my fight, right? So, and it's not just the fight of 1,600 other defendants and their families and their the advocates and their friends. This should enrage everybody because come 2028, if we don't see accountability, they're gonna do much worse than what we saw with the Biden regime if they steal the election in 2028, which is very possible. At this point, you know, judging by how unhappy people are with how Congress is administrating things and how the DOJ is working, we might see a low turnout in both of those elections. And if they go ahead and they steal us, as they always do, they're going to put Donald Trump in prison, which at the end of the day, that's what all these cases were about. All these January 6 cases, they wanted to get it's a chessboard. They got all the smaller pieces, then they went after the rooks, they went after the knights, and their end goal, because that's how you win the game, is take the king piece off the board. And you saw that with my case specifically, but this is going to affect everybody. You know, including you and the viewers, people that are watching right now, like you're next, you know, and don't wait till that time to consider it a pressing issue. Now's the time to fight back. Now's the time to use the lawfare to fight back. So I don't understand this DOJ and their inaction. And on top of their inaction, their offense towards, the Biden DOJ, which we've heard Pam Bondi herself. Forget about what Donald Trump has said. Donald Trump has had it 100% right here. But Pam Bondi said that the Biden administration, the DOJ, was weaponized against its citizens. So what better way to show that than to be like, you know what? You're right. Because we are. You either side with the Biden DOJ or you side with the truth. And right now, the DOJ is siding with the Biden administration.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. And this is why I reach out to them for comment, because I wanted their take on it, right? Because you're sitting here and you're defending the previous administration's actions by saying that those who were targeted shouldn't be reimbursed for the damages that they've caused, also the legal fees. I mean, so many people I spoke to had to either refinance their homes, sell things to keep themselves in this legal fight because it's very, very pricey. I mean, for most cases, just to kind of put this in perspective, folks, the criminal defense cost of all of this was way north of over $200,000 for the majority of these J6 defendants. And so I was really enraged to sit here and see that our current federal government doesn't think that they should reimburse them, knowing that they were all targeted for, like you said, to go after President Trump. You know, I was talking to Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes was in jail. We were having a phone conversation and Stuart Rhodes laid it out before anyone else did, saying that this is a blueprint. What's going on in my criminal trial right now for the Oath Keepers is a blueprint for what they want to do to President Trump. And he was 1,000% spot on for that one. And so it's enraging to see the fact that we all know what was going on. We all know what was happening. And I'll just be critical here. The DOJ, yes, I understand that they fired these people, but these people should be disbarred. They should not be allowed to practice law. They manipulated the law to weaponize it against the American people, totally dismiss your constitutional rights. Tarja, let's talk about your case a little bit because, you know, we've talked about the details, but you were a First Amendment case. I mean, they literally took text messages, took them out of context, and then pretended like even though you weren't there, that you had some type of control as to what took place outside the Capitol, inside the Capitol that day. But again, it was text messages protected by free speech. Your reaction to, again, them just saying, you can't do anything about that. We can do whatever we want.
Brianna, it goes beyond that. You know, being disbarred is not enough. Being prosecuted is what they should do, because what they did in my case was the very definition by law, to the letter of the law, of what witness tampering is. They got Lieutenant Shane Lamond, a 22-year veteran of the Metropolitan Police Department, the head of intelligence, the intelligence department, the intelligence commander. And when I put him on my witness list, they knocked on his door and they said, we're going to put you in chains. And you know what he did? He's like, you know what? I'm not going to testify. And then our star witness, just recently, a day after this motion to dismiss came down, he recants his testimony and admits to perjury because they coerced and lied to him in order to get the testimony they wanted. That doesn't make, you know, that doesn't absolve him of anything, because whatever they threatened him with, they threatened me with a millionfold, double and triple sometimes. So what happened in my case requires not just compensation. And you know what, Brianna, I was one of the lucky ones, right? Because, you know, I have a very, I did 3 years, but some people that only did 30 days in these cases, they lost a lot more than me. They lost their families. They lost their homes. They lost their careers, you know? So, I don't understand. I don't understand how this came down.
Yeah. Well, we're going to figure it out, because we're going to apply pressure here. This is where every American should be enraged. And for our audience at home, you are doing this on your own. You guys are paying these legal fees to fight this battle. I've recently subscribed to your Substack page, and I highly recommend our audience do the same to support your efforts. NobleLead.substack.com. Folks, do that now. Tario, thank you for continuing this fight, my friend. It's a fight that's worth fighting for all Americans, so thank you. Folks, you guys got to get in this fight. This is how we support people who are trying to stick up for our constitutional rights and make sure the DOJ doesn't go rogue again. That does it for me. Folks, I'll be back here Saturday morning. Make sure you tune in 10 a.m. Eastern time. Until then, have a great weekend.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at theallisonstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular Recovery and Defense Matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle Recovery Aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and Energy Balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin Defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals, enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.